Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I can put my earphones back in. Killer, man. Chaka Khan last night at the NBA All-Star Game, the national anthem, the worst ever. Because Carl Lewis, when he did his, that doesn't count because he's an Olympic gold medal sprinter. So bad.
Oh, say can you see.
That's the good part.
Music.
I'll make up for it now.
Oh my God.
For the land of the free.
All right, so now you don't have to play Charlie Steiner. And then Fergie 2 years ago, actually, I appreciated that much more. I don't think you really need to play it. It sounds so much better. I mean, what the hell was that last night? Here's the thing, right? The NBA going forward and everybody else needs to just do the following, right? They need to just say, hey, listen, we want you to do this. Chaka Khan's a Chicago native, so it made sense. The All-Star game was in Chicago, right? You just say, listen, before we ask you, before we say that you can do it, you're going to do like a traditional version of it. You're not going to try to make it your own, right? Like I get when you're trying to cover something and you're taking somebody else's song, you try to change it up a little bit to make it your own. The national anthem's not meant for that, to make it your own.
Sing don't like need a remix on the national anthem.
I mean, come on. It was terrible. It was, and I know we like to complain about everything. So that's why when I saw, because I didn't see it live, that's when I saw it this morning, I was like, oh, what are people complaining about now? No, it literally was even worse than I thought it was going to be. It's unbelievable. Meanwhile, the dunk contest over the weekend, Jack, where you were you shocked and angry about the results of the dunk contest as well?
I think it's ridiculous that Aaron Gordon didn't win, but it was nice for Derrick Jones Jr. I didn't see the whole thing, though, but people are saying it was the best dunk contest of all time.
Before there was the ripoff, before Aaron Gordon didn't get it. Yeah, but didn't he miss dunks, too?
I don't know. The dunks looked cool. The biggest ripoff was Andre Iguodala and Nate Robinson back in like 06.
You're right about that. But you know that Derrick Jones is a native. He went to Carroll. He went to Archbishop Carroll.
Carroll.
Yeah. Jack from Delco might have known him from back in those days. But yeah, I mean I watched I can't stay awake past 10 o'clock. I watched some of it. I thought it was actually good. Buddy Hield won the 3-point contest. The NBA All-Star Weekend actually was very good.
Besides the national anthem.
Besides the national anthem. The All-Star game last night was good.
Besides it ending on a free throw.
Well, yeah, but first of 157 was actually a great idea. Wouldn't you agree that was a great idea? That's a great sports idea.
Yeah, although I wish that I felt bad for the two charities that were basically had money on the line.
Yeah, you wish that they should just give the $300,000 to both, right?
Yeah, I mean the losing charity still got $100,000, but I mean the NBA is so loaded it doesn't even matter.
Great sports idea. Trying something new, drafting teams with captains first to 157. The captains I didn't really care about. You could have done East and West with first to 157. It changes the entire complexion of the game. It's interesting. I love it. 41 minutes for the fourth quarter. I thought it was great. It really was. It was great. What are some other – there's been some other good sports ideas that have been pitched recently, Jack, including Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball talking about extending the playoffs, and on top of that, having a selection show where the top three, one team gets a bye, and then the three teams after that select who they're playing, the bottom three. And I actually thought that was an excellent idea.
Outside of adding more teams to the playoffs, I think it's a cool idea.
So you like the idea?
Yeah, I mean, I'm all for the pure baseball. Like, I like all the old schoolness of baseball. But it would be cool to see that happen on live TV. It creates intrigue. It creates one team to say us against the world. Like, it would add an intriguing wrinkle to it all. And it really wouldn't be that big of a deal. Like, you're still probably going to pick the sixth seed, but at least it gives the team a chance. Like,
It makes it interesting.
If you're the Dodgers last year, like, you're not picking the Nationals. Like, you know, it's just like you're not picking the lower. The Nationals were the best team in baseball from May on. Like, you're not going to do that.
But if there's a team that made the playoffs but maybe is the five seed and they don't match up well against another team and it's a three-game series, it's not just a one-game wild card series, I actually think it's a great idea.
Listen, the Phillies sleepwalked to the World Series in 2011 if they don't face the Cardinals.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. Well, they have the bye. Right?
Right.
They have the bye because I think they won the most games that year. They certainly did in the National League. 888-729-9494. We're uninterrupted here until the end of the show. There's been some good sports ideas as of late. I love that idea that baseball puts out there. And believe me, I'd be the first person to complain. I love to complain. I actually thought that was a smart idea because no one freaking cares about baseball except you're a big baseball fan or if there's playoffs in your city. The shows don't talk about it. National radio doesn't talk about it. There's no reason to talk about it. Locally, think about it this way. Imagine if the Phillies ended up being the third seed, right? Now it's like, oh, well, who do you want them to pick? Who do you want this team to pick? There's actually strategy that's involved. There's more to just than being like, okay, this is who you play. It makes it more of a reality TV aspect to it. I just think anything differently you can do about baseball right now works for me, right? Baseball is a sport that I like baseball. I'm a baseball guy, right? I would love for it to be sped up a little bit. That makes a lot of sense. But baseball existing as it is right now ain't going to work. It's going to continue to have less and less fans that are watching the sport. So if you're one of these old school guys like Fritz that wouldn't change anything, you do have to realize that things need to be changed. This is a fun way to get people talking about your sport once the playoffs come. So I think that's a great idea. The XFL. And give us the sports ideas. 888-729-9494. The XFL with some of their new rules, Jack. I bet you like some of the XFL's new rules.
You're going to have to fill me in because I refuse to watch.
Well, the biggest ones are the point after. They don't do extra points. So the point after, it's 1 point from the 2-yard line. It's 2 points from the 5-yard line. And then it's 3 points from the 10-yard line. So you can get up to 9 points for a touchdown, right? So think about it. If you're down 9 points, I mean, honestly, at this point, what does it matter with the XFL, right? Like, try new stuff like that. I think it's interesting watching the games. It's like, all right, well, what are they going to do? Now there's different strategy if you're up or you're behind because you know that a team can go for it if they're behind by, like, you're not going to go for the 1 point if you're only going to be up 7. Maybe that changes it. Maybe you're like, all right, well, maybe we need to go for 2 because that'll put us up 8. It just changes the strategy of the game. The XFL also has balls that are punted into the end zone. They call it a major touchback. The ball goes out to the 35. You can throw it twice with behind the line of scrimmage. You can throw it twice forward as long as you're behind the line of scrimmage. I mean, I like it. One thing I would do, honestly, I would only allow a team to have one kicker, a kicker and a punter. I like extra points and field goals. I'm fine with that. But I would have to where both players need to do one. You don't need – I mean, 20 years ago, you used to have the long kicker, right? David Akers came into the league first year with the Eagles. He was the long field goal kicker and the kickoff kicker because they had, I believe, Norm Johnson that couldn't kick anything above 45 yards, and he couldn't kick anymore.
And you were the kicker in 96, and that was a problem.
86, the strike year. It's the strike year, 85. But, yeah, that I would have one kicker. That's it. One kicker for both.
For punting and?
For punting and field goals, yes, and kickoffs. You can only have one kicker.
That'd be a funny idea.
Yeah, well, I have two. You're wasting a roster spot on.
A punting is an art form.
Right, well, then he needs to kick off, too. What I'm saying is you have a kicker, so have him be the kicker. He punts and he kicks. That's what I would say. But, I mean, I was one of these guys that when they started the extra points, I'm like, meh, why are you trying to change extra points?
When they pushed it back?
Yeah.
Yeah, it ended up being great
for the
game.
It's been great. It's changed strategy. It's made it to where you get in the kicker's head. You're worried about that. And it changes the way that that you're kicking field goals or not. It does. The extra point has really changed football and so much for the better. Now, while I was always for more replay in football, how they've executed it and how they're doing it just is wrong. Right? If you want to have more replay, that's fine. But I don't think you need more coach initiated replay. I think that's what you want to do is you have Mike Florio, I think, was the first person, Pro Football Talk was the first person to put this out there, where he said that just have a sky judge, have an official that's watching in real time with the same angles that we're watching at home. Why would you have guys that are just on the field without somebody that has their back that's watching real time on their crew in the stadium? That's really what you need, to where if there's an egregious pass interference call, there doesn't need to be a coach's challenge. What did you think of the pass interference rule this year?
Horrible.
I mean, it wasn't good, right? By the time the league figured out what's pass interference and what isn't pass interference, they forgot again, and it went back to be not knowing what pass interference is. Right?
So they don't know what a catch is, and now they don't know what pass interference is.
Now they know what a catch is, but they don't know what pass interference is. Let's go to the phones. We have Rob in Douglasville. Rob, how are you? What's going on? Hello, Rob. Are you there? Morris, Haddon Heights. Morris, what's up?
Hey, question to ask you.
Yeah.
Do you really think that there was nobody on the Astros that didn't know what was going on?
No, they said they did.
Even if you didn't, everybody did, okay? So
yeah.
The solution to the problem is that you throw them out of the league for a year, and you just do forfeits if they were in the schedule, and hit them where it hurts, which is the pocketbook.
Yeah, because but that hurts the owner's pocketbook too. You know what I mean? Like they're not going to disqualify the organization for a year. To your point, they just threw a soccer team out of a league because of what they did, but baseball's not going to do it. It's interesting, Morris.
And the other thing I wanted to tell you was, I think what you ought to do to make Major League Baseball more exciting is do away with the National American League. And make the leagues based on geography. The Mets, the Phillies, the Yankees together, the Red Sox together, and make a lot more of rivalries so they play each other a lot more.
Get rid of the American and the National League, Jack?
I love that idea. Well, I don't know about getting rid of the American and National League, but I love the idea of geographical, like Phillies Pirates is nothing, but Phillies Pirates used to be something.
Yeah, they used to be in the same division.
Yeah, like that would be cool.
Well,
like,
I grew up with the Cubs and the Pirates being in the same division as the Phillies, and the Braves were in the West. If that made any sense, it didn't. But you would go to Chicago twice a year. You'd go to Pittsburgh twice a year, right? You would go to every city twice a year. You'd go to the Dodgers twice a year. Interleague play knocked all that out. And I get it. Interleague play has been big for Major League Baseball. Why? Because of attendance. People go to those games. People want to see the Red Sox play.
Yeah, well, I mean,
the Yankees. People want to see the Yankees play.
Remember when the Yankees came here last year?
It's like a home game for the – it's embarrassing.
It was crazy.
The Red Sox, too. You know, for years and years, because there's so many New Englanders or children of New Englanders that still follow the Red Sox as their team, you would go down to a Phillies game, and you would get a lively crowd. You would get a lot of Red Sox fans. And – it's not going anywhere. I have no interest in seeing the Kansas City Royals or the Detroit Tigers. What was it last year earlier in the season? They had the
Twins.
It was the Twins. Yeah, like that's not what interleague play was meant for. If they scaled it down a little bit, that's fine. But you're right. Like I would much rather the Phillies go to Chicago twice a year than play these games. Let's go to Tim in Abington. Tim, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing this evening?
Hi, Tim. We're doing fine. Thank you.
So I got 2 points. One, with the Astros, I think Major League Baseball did a disservice to the fans because I think they've opened up legal actions because a lot of people bet on that game. A lot of money was lost in that game.
That's a good point.
And everyone's talking about the players, but now the fans on losers as well.
It's a very good point. And, you know, if this would have been, because now with legalized betting in a lot of states and you're able to do it from your phone, I can imagine if it happened this year that it would be that many more people. But you're right. Like, if they say, okay, we're taking away the World Series, people could say, hold on a second. I bet money on those games and I lost. That's interesting.
So, and I got an idea to make football more interesting.
I got it.
Football, there's not a lot of games to play, so there should never be a tie. Listen, if they play overtime and it's still tie, you turn the ball over to the kicker. They have five kicks starting at the 25-yard line, and they move back every kick by 5 yards. And if it's still tie, then they go to sudden death, and they move back 2 yards until someone misses.
Well, I mean, Tim, listen, in the spirit of what you're saying, I appreciate that you're trying to eliminate ties in football, which I agree with.
Donovan here.
Unfortunately, if you don't remember, Donovan didn't know there was a tie in
Have
football.
Have a blessed evening.
And a lot of other people didn't as well. But I'm not using a kicker to decide a game. In fact, I want the kicker. I don't even want him involved, frankly.
Better if there's no kickers.
Right, exactly. I would adopt the college rule. I like the college rule. I like it from the 25. I don't know if you would need to have those stats count. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if they deserve to get a touchdown and the yardage for it. Right? I mean, maybe.
Yeah, that shouldn't really count.
Well, it counts in college football.
Yeah, but I get it.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't know about that. But the fact that a game can still end in a tie and you have this whole thing, well, if they get the first touchdown, the game's over. But if they don't and they get a field goal, then you can answer or whatever else. I mean, if you can't play to sudden death, then, I mean, I like college overtime. I look forward to a college overtime.
What do you think about – I've had this idea for a little bit, and I want to run it by you as a baseball fan.
Oh, all right.
What do you think about moving the fences back so it makes it harder to hit home runs so that there's more balls in play? And there's not this launch angle stuff, which people don't seem to like. It's not just home runs, strikeouts, or walks. You move the fences back, actually get less home runs, but there's more balls in play and thus more excitement.
I would expand the strike zone before I would do that.
I like the idea of expanding the strike zone.
I would expand the strike zone. I mean, they're never going to do it because they feel like that that's the problem, is that baseball's like, look at all these home runs. This is great. People are bored out of their mind. So it's a walk, a strikeout, or a home run. Because now that's what these baseball nerds have ruined the friggin' sport. Ruined it. Let's go to Rob. Rob in Douglasville is back. Rob, how are you? What's up, brother?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
So it's something simple. It's something they changed a couple years back. I think this is across all the three major sports besides football, specifically baseball. They turned off the programming to be just with cable, and it's no longer with your national broadcast. And I'm thinking about all the people that do streaming now. It's something that I feel like the sports are going to have to address, or they're going to have lower ratings.
Yeah, but don't you have more access to baseball now than you ever have? You know what I mean?
So I switched to DirecTV. The only way I'm listening, I have to listen to the radio.
Right, because you can't get
Comcast. Yeah, Comcast blacks them out.
Right, but I mean, but I guess my point is, like, locally, you're right. You wouldn't be able to watch it, but nationally, unlike ever before, you can stream the games. Like, there's real. If you want to watch a baseball game, there's not really a reason outside of being blacked out from watching it because you don't have
right,
NBC Sports Philadelphia. You know, if you really wanted to watch the games, you would get NBC Sports Philadelphia. Like, you could.
Yeah, but it is dumb that, like, if you're. I've had the thing where with MLB TV, where if I'm in Philly, like, I can't watch the Phillies, which doesn't make any sense.
Well, because it's on.
Well, I know, but
it's local.
Yeah, but it's still. It should be streamed to where you should have blackouts in its own city.
Right, but you have to understand that the reason why NBC Sports Philadelphia pays the millions and millions of dollars they do is so they have exclusive rights in their market, except for ESPN2 games or whatever. I mean, this is contractual stuff. It's necessary. Like, sorry, you want to watch other announcers and
not a big contract guy.
Right. Well, but I mean, it makes sense. But, I mean, I don't know. I feel like I don't think people are not watching baseball because of streaming and things like that. If anything, people would be able to watch more baseball. It's just baseball isn't a younger generation baseball is, I mean, we talked about it. There'll be balls that aren't put in play for I don't know, 15, 20 minutes at a time, to where they could, you can watch NBA on Twitter and you just see highlights.
So, the highlights should definitely be more accessible.
It doesn't make any sense.
Like they try to shut down like Pitching Ninja, and Pitching Ninja is great for the game. Like it's spreading the game.
If you go to a baseball game and you want to see replay, you can't really see replay. The only thing that they have, you've been to enough baseball games to know this, the only thing that they have is they'll occasionally show a replay that's not controversial, that whatever, at the end of a play before the next batter comes up, before they put the image of the next batter, and it's now batting third baseman Gene Segura. He's going to be a third baseman hopefully this year. So the experience at a game, for me, I hate going to games just because I feel like I get better access watching on TV. I like the product on TV now. I think it's fine because I can also leave. I can go watch something else and come back, and a lot of times I haven't missed anything. All right, let's do our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're getting engaged in 2020, shop Mark's Jewelers. Excellent, great selection of diamond engagement rings at their flagship store in Montgomeryville. Online, marks-jewelers.com. And we've had many Twitter questions today, Jack. And I guess my favorite was everybody wants Chris Bryant, which we already knew.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's a good player. Let's wrap it up with the Marks and Reese text line brought to you by the Casino with Delaware Park. Watch and wager on all pro basketball, college basketball, and hockey at the Casino with Delaware Park Sportsbook. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. Must be 21 to play. It's the text line.
Text line.
So it's not Battle. It's me today. It's a live text line.
It's a live Jack Fritz because there's nobody else in the office. Normally we have a professional voice guy, Matt Pataglia, who voices these, or John Bartschert on occasion. You get Jack Fritz. Go ahead, Jack.
It's about as good as you're going to do. I appreciate where Jack's heart is in wanting the Phillies to win. However, he lost any credibility with his talent evaluation with his incessant claims of Pivetta's breakout last year. Seth in media.
Well, Seth, you're right, but also realize that Jack has become obsessed and more or less pot committed with Nick Pivetta. So while he'll occasionally step back on Pivetta when he knows he needs to, the first chance he gets to push forward, he will do it. Nick Pivetta, what's your forecast for 2020 for Nick there, Jack?
Oh, it's going to be his breakout season.
Breakout season?
He has changed his mechanics, which
bullpen.
Is exciting. It's exciting that he's changed his mechanics.
Has he changed his 10-cent head, which is said to be had by many?
No, he has not.
Okay.
But we'll see.
Brian Price, the new pitching coach, maybe can get more out of him.
It's going to save everything.
All right.
If you guys know everything, how come you're not working for the organization? Trevor and Delco.
Wouldn't that be the case for everybody in sports radio, Trevor, including you? Because apparently you have an opinion. Are you working for the Phillies? Probably not. I'd like a job in the Phillies, but something tells me they would have no parts of hiring me.
Don't you just love to hear about the state of the farm system from morons like Ron and Monco, who doesn't even know Spencer Howard's name? Megadelphians are out in full force.
Well, here's the reality of it is that we both know probably far too much about the Phillies minor league system. It has some upside. It has more depth than stars, right? There's guys that'll be in the majors, but there's not difference makers. And right now this team needs a young difference maker outside of Spencer Howard and maybe Alec Bohm, their best position prospect. I don't know if he's a good player or he's an all-star player. I would bet a good player right now. We'll see.
Beware of the millennial, John. We are about this far from having Fritz and Giglio in the afternoons. Mike in Birdsboro.
Well, more like Fritz, Giglio, and Ikey. I don't think that they couldn't go Fritz and Giglio in the afternoon. They could maybe go Fritz and Ike, but Giglio would make sense more because Jack still, for the most part, is relatively new to this whole radio process. He's a rising star. If you listened yesterday with Rob Cherry from 1 to 6.
You could tell.
He's a rising star. He's hosted overnight shifts recently. Yes, he gives great check-ins on the Marks and Reese show. He gets in and he gets out. Yeah, he's a rising star. I'm on the lookout. Don't worry.
Although John Fritz was slightly better than Lawrence Erskine, there is no replacement for the fearless leader of the LTBB. Marks, you were okay. Tom from Abington.
Yeah, I mean, the reality is Ike is Ike's the heart and soul of the show. And it's much easier and much better when Ike is here. So we'll welcome him back tomorrow.
I mean, your voice is just at 2 o'clock. Your voice is just kicked.
Well, you know why? I'm sick. But I'm not even
now. You're sick too.
I'm not even cold sick. I'm sinus infection with the post nasal drip into the back of my throat.
Oh, I love the good post nasal drip.
I'm on steroids and I'm on a Flonase. I went to the doctor this morning. I have the Flonase spritz twice a day, and then I have the steroids I have to take in the morning.
Speaking of steroids,
yes.
An Astros pitcher just got a PED, 162 games.
No way.
Yeah.
Was he on the team in 2017?
No, he's a prospect that's pretty good.
Oh,
but still, just add him to the list for the Astros.
That's awesome.
General Fritz, your rise amongst the ranks of the LTBB Army from overnight to Sundays with Rob to hosting the drive time along with the man with the Foles tattoo has been quite impressive. Since General Reese is AWOL, I must ask you, should we just encourage all of our sports franchises to cheat since there's no punishment? In Fives Love, General Chuckles of the 101st Cheesesteaks Division.
Yeah, he's right. That's what you got to ask yourself. What, if you're the Astros, what exactly did you pay other than embarrassment? You think Jim Crane, the owner, he paid $5 million? He's got a World Series banner, ring, title. Right? So what if Rob Manfred, the commissioner, says, yeah, but everybody will know. Yeah, everybody will know my ass. Right? Does everybody know Barry Bonds is a cheater? Yeah. But you also could do something about it. You could put an asterisk. Now, here's the other problem with that. The entire generation of players for 10 years was doing steroids, and you did nothing about it, commissioner. Anything else, Jack? Hey, Sean Bell's coming up next. He'll take you 6 to 10 because Giglio is out. And, yes. So Giglio's out. So Sean, the great Sean Bell, will take you 6 to 10. We're back tomorrow.
You need to rest your voice.
I'll be good by tomorrow. I'll be good.
You get all roided up?
I just need more steroids. No, it's not a good steroid I'm taking either.
You're not on performance-enhancing drugs?
No, I'm not.
Allegedly.
I could take some creatine and feel better by tomorrow. Or that wouldn't do that. All right, coming up is Sean Bell. Everybody have a great night and a great President's Day. By the way, Jack, who's your go-to president?
Abe Lincoln.
Are you an Abe Lincoln guy? I'm a Ronald Reagan guy.
I'm an Honest Abe guy.
I mean, who doesn't like Honest Abe? But I grew up Ronald Reagan without realizing, you know, politics, social, or economic. I just, like, he was like your grandfather watching TV. So I always loved Ronald Reagan. So happy President's Day to everybody out there. Sean Bell's coming up next. Talk to you tomorrow. See ya.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.